What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to A Girl and
Her Mother-in-Law. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. One Thursday closer to Christmas, everyone.
Is next Thursday Thanksgiving?
What? We didn't even do a Thanksgiving episode yet. Wait, is it?
No.
Yes, oh, it wait, is. Wait. You're confusing me because we're recording this on a Tuesday. I get it.
No, next Thursday, though.
No, I know. This is going to go up on Thursday, but I'm like, wait, today's Thursday? No, today's Thursday.
Oh, yeah, next Thursday.
Holy guacamole.
You guys.
All right, so Monday we'll do a... Or we should put out a Thanksgiving episode on Thanksgiving.
Let's put a Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving.
Okay, so...
What are y'all grateful for?
Yeah, or anything.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving.
Anything.
I don't know what else Thanksgiving related would be. Good recipes? People just had like brain malfunctions. I don't know. What the fuck just happened? Okay. Recipes, what you're grateful for, all of the above. I'm gonna have some good things at Thanksgiving dinner this year because I write down my gratefuls every morning. I'm prepped. Okay. What? Our email, augamilpodcast@gmail.com. You guys send in your email. Make sure the subject line is Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving, we'll have a Thanksgiving episode. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Send in your audios of you going... we'll just insert like, them every few seconds.
We'll do like an hour-long episode. Everybody go... We'll do it in unison.
Ring a song. My mom said she was dying at our peeing Christmas song. Can you be on my
I hate that that just came in my head like that. Stupid things that we think of. I didn't even like intentionally think of it. It's just like I saw it and it just happened.
That's talent is what I see. That is creative talent. What's popping? I'm wearing my Christmas onesie, you guys.
Yay.
Jerry does, if you're new here, a Christmas tradition where on Christmas Eve we get onesies. And she's like, do you guys even wear them anymore? And I was like, I fucking wear mine.
So I came down today, and she was wearing it.
I'm a giraffe. I'm putting up my hood as if you can guys can see anything at all.
She's a giraffe.
I wore this for Halloween one year when I thought that Zane and I were going to do something else. Remember he was taking me on an anniversary surprise, and it was supposed to be on Halloween?
Oh,
and then it got canceled because there was there was a fucking terrorist attack. Remember?
Oh, yes. That was the helicopter.
Yes,
the helicopter, thing. Yeah, and then in the
when
city,
the guy drove in the city and hit people with his car.
Yes,
so it got canceled.
Wow.
And so I was like, fuck, I guess I'm a giraffe this year. Very comfy costume, I must say. What else? Oh, we wanted to shout out some of you guys because we did mention on a previous episode that you guys can support us and it would mean a lot. Meaning you can support us monthly with either 99 cents, $4.99, and $9.99. And a few of you guys supported us, and it means a lot because we put out 3 free episodes a week, and so to feel like you guys support us means a lot. So we wanted to shout out 2 of you guys. Go ahead, give them a shout out.
Rihanna, thank you.
We love you. Thank you for supporting us.
And Jezebel.
Jezebel. What a beautiful name.
Whoop, whoop.
Both thank beautiful
you,
names.
Yeah.
We love you.
Thank you, guys.
We
well,
really
ladies,
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for being part of the Augamil fam.
Thanks,
we feel
fam,
you.
Fam.
We feel your energy.
Thank you.
Okay, another thing I wanted to update on is because we talked about it in the last episode, and after we stopped recording, I had Jerry watch the Bachelorette clip. And I wanted you to give your thoughts. Did anybody say anything about it in the group? I haven't been on.
I really haven't been on.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I go on. I post my like day number whatever of the gratitude thing. And then I really haven't,
I
haven't been feeling great. But that was...
there were some things I forgot that he said.
So he... in the nicest, most... Just in a nice way, I just think he was a little bit of an ass, a lot of bit of an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And although I can understand his values of what he was saying,
right,
there's definitely a way to go about it. And
right.
I felt like she didn't deserve that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like that's just, it goes like just just, you don't have to agree with it, and then you could just leave, you know? Like, it's that whole thing that we're facing in the world today where everybody feels like they're... Opinion has to be loudest and their point has to be proven. And it's like, he ripped her apart and there was no need. If you don't agree with it, move on.
Yeah. He would just be like the guy on social media that would put his opinion on everything.
Exactly. Just leave it alone. And, you know, we talked about it after about it's probably content from the directors and the producers, you know, and stuff like that. But it's just like,
I know.
Like,
he said, I'm disgusted to be associated with you, or like, I'm embarrassed. That's horrible. To be associated.
Yeah, and I have a daughter, and I would be embarrassed and all this. And it's like,
you should be ashamed. And I'm like, whoa.
And you're the oldest bachelorette. It's like, it was so unnecessary. So many of the comments were so unnecessary. And I just felt like he's either got a really small peepee. Just kidding, guys. No, I just feel like it, how do you say that word? Emasculated. Like, you know that word. Like, it made him more manly to put her down. Like, it made him feel like more of a man.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's probably thinking it's making him look like a good guy because he wasn't into those type of
Which is fine. Everybody's charades, got preferences.
I'm thinking, like, say if you were watching this show and you're like, oh my God, he's hot. And then you saw him act like that.
You're like, ew.
You
know?
Or, like, in his hometown now, if anybody watches that show, we're basically going to, like, steer clear of him. Be like... You know, if I say or do something he doesn't like, is this the way he's going to speak to me?
Right.
Like, speak down to me like that? Who are you to speak down to anybody?
I know.
You
the
know?
Show
like,
he said was so disrespectful.
Yeah, it was just very ugly.
It's on tonight. Ooh. I'm very excited.
Very ugly.
Tonight's a bachelorette, baby. Yeah, I just wanted to update on that because I feel like I didn't explain it well. And when we watched it, I was like, oh, I forgot how bad this actually was. And, like, the shit that he said was nasty, so I just wanted to update on that.
I do feel like he's like a keyboard warrior. He'd be one of the ones at home. And it's like, why? Why do you just keep scrolling?
Just keep scrolling. No, literally.
What?
What else? We had a little game night. That was really fun.
It was very nice.
We play a game called Jackbox. This is going to be like a free advertisement. But it is a lot of fun because you all play on your phone. So it's like you can play, I think, up to eight people, which is really
awesome.
I think
some games maybe more and some games maybe less, but I think the average is like up to eight people, and I think it's just, it is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
So we played this game called Faking It, where basically, we need to get a sponsor because a lot of people are going to download this for the holidays.
This is definitely party, like get together, definitely. I mean, we have always gone back to Jackbox like
for years. Yeah.
And there's so many different party packs. But
we're getting the new one this Christmas, finally.
Yeah.
I've been asking for so long. Zane's like, okay, babe, we'll do it on Christmas. You've been asking me for like 5 years. Can we try the new one? Can we try the new one?
But the faking it, you said?
Yeah. So we played faking it where basically you get like a prompt on your phone, right? But one person in the group gets no prompt and you have to like pretend to blend in. So say it says, raise your hand if you're wearing underwear right now. And then you have to like decide if you don't have a prompt on your phone, it just says try to blend in. So if you raise your hand,
you kind of look around and kind of quickly react to either raise my hand or don't raise my hand, and then you kind of weed out the faker.
Oh my God, but we were yelling at each other. It was so fucking funny.
It was
so
funny.
There was one where it said hold up as many fingers as you want on your left hand.
And Alyssa completely read it wrong, guys. She was like, Zane's the liar because, Zane, you only want three fingers on your left hand.
I read it as a hold up how many fingers you would want on your left hand. Like, why wouldn't anybody want five? Why would you want less than five fingers? But it meant hold up like however many number, like whatever
you care,
number
right?
you want. And I did not get it the whole time until like way after. I'm like, all of a sudden I'm like, oh!
How many you choose?
Because
not
I looked at Zane.
Actually want.
Zane's holding up three. I'm like, why the fuck would you want three? You're the faker. You don't have the prompt. I'm like, why the fuck would you want three fingers?
Meanwhile, everybody else in the room was like, what the fuck is she talking about? I don't get it. Yeah, but it's like one of those things where you completely take it a different way. And
oh,
it's like, oh, now I get what she's thinking.
I feel like a fucking idiot. I'm like, because when it came up, I'm like, what kind of question is that? Like, how many fingers would you want on your left hand? Like, yeah, why wouldn't you want five? There was another one like that. Oh, that Jerry and Zane swore that I was the faker because it said, how long does it take you to get to work in the morning? And I'm like, zero, because I work at home. So I held up zero. And then Zane looked at me. He's like, it doesn't take you 0 minutes to get ready. It takes you like a half hour.
Me and him both. And it was so crazy, because I think Aaliyah did too, if I'm not mistaken. I think Aaliyah also read it as, like, how long to get ready for work, not get to work. Yeah. You know? So I was like.
And then Zane was like, I thought it meant get to work. Like, get to work.
No, I read it as get ready for work, you know?
It was so funny, because we're all yelling at each other.
Like, ah!
And then Aaliyah became the faker, like, literally 10 times in a row. And so she finally wasn't, and we just thought that she was, because she kept being. She got up, she's like, I'm doing a thing!
And we were like, yeah, uh-huh. Sure. Try to deny it, right. P.S. It wasn't her.
Oh, God, that was funny. So it is. Fucking it's funny. Fun. That was a fun game.
And when there's a lot more people, I think it's, like, what's that other one? Fibbage, I think it was called. Is that the one where... Oh, I don't know.
You make up like the multiple choice answer.
Yeah.
And you try to fool people.
There's so many good ones. The drawful, like Drawful's that one's fun. Like you have to draw things.
On they your phone. It's so cool.
Yeah. I just need like maybe a big ass like iPad and a really skinny stimulus check. I'd like to have a really big stimulus check. A really tiny like stylus to be able to, because you know I got like big fat fingers on my little tiny iPhone, so it's like mine always come out like
Apple
terrible.
Does and make a thing,
and you can't erase. So it's like
that's what
then you like scribble and you're like. That scribble isn't part of my drawing, guys.
Yeah, you can erase it. It is weird. Yeah. I guess that's part of the fun, though, because then it's like, what the fuck did you just draw?
Did you just draw? Yeah.
I'm going to get a board game called Chameleon, and it seems similar to Fibbage for Christmas. I think it'll be fun. We're going to have a big game night. We're going to get the new Jackbox. Yes. We're going to play Chameleon. There's another game that I want to try, too. Anyways, you guys probably don't fucking care. Maybe you do. I don't know.
Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. Maybe you do.
What you guys do care about is that we're going to talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you. Do you have anything else to say? Mm. No. I was just on one today. I had my notes. I was ready. No?
No.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's get into it, everybody.
Hey, ladies. My name is Bailey, and I need some advice. Okay, Bailey. I've been with my husband for almost 7 years. We've dated for over 5, and we've been married for about a year and a half now. Everything in our marriage has been great, except for 2 things. Video games and sex. Seems like you're not the only one, Bailey. My husband loves his video games, but I don't know how much he played until we moved in together. I'm talking, he doesn't go to bed with me most nights. Wakes me up in the middle of the night screaming at the damn monitor.
Oh, is this my email?
And basically gets off the computer when his friends get off or when he's hungry.
Oh, wow. Alyssa. I think I wrote this. I'm using my cat as a...
Now, he does a lot around the house and for himself. He is a reservist in the Marine Corps and he works not a lot right now due to Corona. He goes to school full time, getting his degree in physical therapy, and he helps with chores and things when I ask him. As of now, but this used to be a big problem. You may be thinking, okay, Bailey, why are you complaining? He does a lot. Yes, he does, and I'm very thankful for that, but all of his free time goes to games. And he will spend every minute of every hour playing games and talking with his friends until 3-4 in the morning. He's gotten better these last few weeks, but I still feel like I live alone because I hardly see him off that computer. Mm-hmm. 1 week, I timed him every day, and he spent over 40 hours playing games. Y'all, if this is a job...
A bitch would be rich, sorry.
I really don't care that he plays video games at all. I spend a lot of my free time watching YouTube, so I understand having a hobby. But it's gotten to a point where I've talked to him about 20 times about this, and some of his friends that don't play games with him all day and night have too. I have to ask my husband to hang out with me and give me some attention. My love language is quality time and words of affirmation, and I don't receive much of that, which makes me feel bad about myself and that he doesn't care. On the other hand, my husband's love language is physical touch, which he lacks, and it's my fault. Long story short, I was sexually assaulted twice by my stepdad when I was 8 and 10 years old.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I have a lot of childhood trauma, which I still deal with, and I'm starting to go back to therapy for that I'm starting to go back to therapy for. Most days, I don't want anyone to touch me because of my trauma. It just brings me back to those days, and it's hard for me to deal with. My husband understands the things I went through, and he's okay with not having sex as often as he wants, but I know it does bother him. Sometimes I'm okay, and we have a few good days or weeks and having sex a lot, and then, most of the time it's once a month, and it makes both of us sad, and it pushes each other apart. I want to love having sex, but my head is ruining that for me. Moral of the story, we both are in a difficult situation, and it's making us have a hard time in our relationship. I know both of these problems are linked, and I don't know how to help both of these situations. I need more advice from an outside perspective. I need a different way to approach my husband and let him know that putting all his free time in talking with his friends and playing video games is not okay, and I need to spend time with him more often to make me feel better about myself and feel happier in my marriage. Number two, I need a way to help myself have more sex and not feel uncomfortable. I know this may be a bigger topic that maybe a therapist can only answer, but I'd love any advice that you guys can offer. I don't want you guys to think I'm controlling and won't let him play video games. That's not what it is at all. I just need some help helping him balance it. I've attached some pictures of me and my husband and my cats, Nico and Lexi. The pictures of us with the cake are from our one-year anniversary. You guys make my week much brighter. I love the podcast and the vlogs. If you ever find yourself in Dallas, Texas, aww, I'd love to meet you both. Love you both.
Oh, we love you. Oh, I feel for you, girl. This is hard. Zane spends a lot of hours a night on video games. Like, he'll go through phases where he'll do it for, like, when his friends are on. If his friends are away, he doesn't go on as much, you know, because he doesn't want to play by himself. Mm-hmm. But you just have to have open communication with him and be like, listen, I know this is going to sound harsh, but I really need a relationship that we can spend more time together. And if video games is more important to you, that's fine. But then we're not going to work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I hate the idea of threatening a relationship. But if you've tried to talk to him about it and he's just, like, addicted at this point, then there needs to be, like, a serious conversation of, like, we need to spend time together. And I'm not going to feel like I'm on the back burner and that's more important to you. The whole point of this is feeling thought of, right? Mm-hmm. You want to feel like he's thinking of you and wants to spend time with you. And if there was a balance, have you seen that new TikTok? It's like, I just want to feel appreciated. No. Oh, it's like a cute TikTok. They do it for like funny animals. It'll show like an ugly pug with like its tongue out. It'll be like, I just want to be appreciated.
So I'm the ugly pug with the tongue hanging out.
No. So where was I going with all of that?
Like, you're appreciated. So then it's like,
if there's a balance, then you really don't care how much he plays video games because you feel like you're getting attention too. Mm-hmm. So I think that he's lacking in the attention with you.
Flip side.
Go ahead.
Because we always have to have a flip side.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, my dear, have issues that you know you have to see a therapist for to help you work out in your head. I know, well, this is crazy, but I know ever associates time alone together with sex, right? Like
all men, I feel.
That's my point. I think most men, if they want like a little quiet time or they want you to go lay down in bed or cuddle on the couch, they're, I think in their mindset, right or wrong, might think it's going to result in sex. So mm-hmm. It might be easier for him to distract himself from mm-hmm. you because he knows and respects the issues that you've went with, but it might be a way for him to avoid putting pressure on you when he knows that you don't.
That's a good point.
Want to, mm-hmm. you know, but men also, most men, I know I just had a whole shit with Ever. He doesn't communicate well. I feel like men are not as good as communicators as women. Mm. I mean, I know that's like sexist. Kind of sexist for me to say, but I think it's sort of true. I think, not that it's sort of true, I think women just need a different, I don't know.
You're saying like a women-men relationship.
Yeah, and a woman, right. So I think like he might, that, you know, whatever I just said, I think is his way of communicating with you. Mm-hmm. I think he's like, all right, I respect you. I'm going to stay away, so I'm going to occupy myself with video games. But instead of saying it with words, he's saying it with actions. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe using his voice and be gentle about the situation might help you. Mm-hmm. Isn't it weird when it's like, how do I address this?
Right? I know, speaking, you?
I'm looking at Alyssa, talking to Alyssa, but I'm really directing this to you, Bailey. Yeah. His actions may be his voice, mm-hmm. you know, and like, I think maybe if you have a conversation and say, listen, is this why you're doing it so much to avoid X, Y, and Z? And if mm-hmm. he says yes, then I think that might be. And then maybe have him come to the therapist with you, mm-hmm. like go to couple therapy.
Right.
Because it might be his way of, you know.
Shoving it to the side.
Yeah, like I know not something- having to deal with. Or not saying not putting it to deal with, but maybe if he keeps his mind occupied, he's not going to want the desire for sex as much and right. not put the pressure on you is what I'm saying.
Maybe. I think you just need to have open conversation about it. And ultimately, it comes down to balance. He's not balancing you and video games properly. There's more on video games. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes it happens to me, too. Listen, like, I'm not perfect either. Sometimes I spend too much time on work and neglect Zane a little bit. You know, like, sometimes you just need
I
a little check.
I think we all do. Yeah. And I think any healthy relationship is going to go through situations where you need to sit down and have that communication because...
We're a little bit like roommates right now. Let's get it together. What are we doing? I can go find like, another roommate.
It's totally stupid, but like Sunday is Ever's only day off. And this Sunday, I was, you know, I got up, I made a pot of coffee, mm-hmm. and he comes out and he's fully dressed and he's like, and I already had Aaliyah's breakfast started cooking. Like I was already starting to make Aaliyah breakfast. And he comes out and he was like, oh, well, I wanted to go out to eat or whatever. Or no, he had a little bit of an attitude and it winded up being that he wanted to go out to eat for breakfast.
Oh.
When did you talk to me about that? Uh-huh. When did you mention it? Am I supposed to be your mind reader? How am I supposed to know? But then he had a chip on his shoulder because he feels like I didn't respect what he wanted,
what
but
he
yet
wanted
he
do.
Didn't communicate what he wanted. So am I, like I said, yeah, we're together a long time, and most of the time I kind of feed off of his energy and know what he wants.
Right.
But communicate with me.
Yeah, like Simple. The night before. Can we go out to breakfast tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I told him, probably not, because Sundays are ridiculous to go out to breakfast. You know, everywhere is always so crowded.
Oh, so he did tell you the day before.
No, I'm saying even if he did, I probably would have said, how mm-hmm. about not tomorrow because of, but
yeah.
at least communicate with him. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think communication, like Alyssa and I have said a gazillion billion times, is communication is key.
She did say she's talked to him over 20 times
yeah.
about this.
Then I think if you're going to go back to therapy, I think he needs to come in on certain, maybe couple therapy. Like, aside from you dealing with what you have to deal through, maybe, like, couples therapy. Because mm-hmm. I think men, well, it's proven, right? They use a different side of their brain. So I don't think men comprehend. I don't think he's comprehending how you're feeling. And vice versa, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, because it just feels like you'd rather do your own thing. So it's like, why am I here? Sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, when you get into your head about it, it's like, okay, if you'd rather just play video games, then, like, what's the point?
No, and you know? Listen, Ever does it, too.
Yeah.
Like, I feel sometimes at night, he's, like, we'll watch a show, and if I go, you know, oh, I think I'm going to, you know, go to bed or whatever, or that's the last one, then I want to go to bed. And he'll go, oh, so then I can play zombies? And it's like he waits until I decide I want to go to bed. But
yeah.
it's like, again, I'm going to sleep alone.
Yeah.
And then I've, too, had this conversation. And he's like, well, just let me know when you want me to come to bed with you. Don't you want to come to bed with me?
What do I know.
You know? So it,
yeah,
it's
that's what she said. She's like, I have to ask. She said that in the email. She's like, I have to ask him, my husband,
yeah.
to hang out with me.
Like that.
And I was like,
terrible,
don't you want to?
Yeah, that's a terrible feeling.
If we're not spending quality time or like feeling like we're really like top notch important to each other, then the spark is not going to stay, mm-hmm. you know? And I just think that that's a serious conversation that you need to have with him, because if you've had it 20 times and nothing has changed, then something needs to be changed, you know, mm-hmm. because now you're both suffering from it.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry.
It is hard when, like, just like Ever.
It's confusing.
Like, he does all the other things that are right. So
yeah.
I feel like, who am I to complain if he's mm-hmm. playing zombies at night? But at the mm-hmm. same time, don't keep putting me on the back burner.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a reason that you feel the way you do. If everything was balanced, you wouldn't give a shit if
right.
he was playing video games.
That's
it really
so funny.
Is.
That's the exact same words I told Ever, because he mm-hmm. doesn't see it. And I said to him, if I'm feeling it, it's because you're it's lacking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just not making shit up in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you wake up and you make me breakfast and yeah, you're helpful throughout the day. But at night when I want my husband to just lay by my side and not have to ask him to, I feel neglected, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm with you. She's with you. We're all with you, Bailey. I think we all deal with this on some different level. We're all human.
Yeah, we all sometimes can't find the balance.
Right.
Like, it's human.
And I definitely think her case, because of her situation when she was a little girl, I think just adds
fuel to
it.
The fire.
So I definitely think independent, but also couple therapy, I think would definitely benefit you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I don't think it's a matter of him loving you or not loving you. I don't think it ever comes down to that. It's just
I think sometimes men just don't think.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying.
Relationships are not easy, you guys. And sometimes the freaking balance beam goes off balance, and that's normal. And I think that you guys will get through this, Bailey. I just think that you need to have some more serious conversations. I know you said you talked to him 20 times, but it needs to be like, I need this to change, or else I'm not going to be satisfied in our relationship. You know,
mm-hmm.
because how many times can you be like, oh, can you just like not play video games a little bit less? And then it doesn't change. That's exhausting. And now she said, you know, it's a difficult situation. It's giving us a hard time in our relationship. So therapy and all of the above. All right. I said the same thing 5 times. We love you.
I think because we're both so passionate. We both mm-hmm. live it or have lived stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think we all kind of.
Which again is so
we're
normal.
We're passionate, yeah.
It's so normal to be off balance a little bit. Like, if he's not playing video games too much, maybe he's working too much. Like, there's always something mm-hmm. that a couple has to deal with, you know?
You always have to circle back down to, like, why we're in it.
Absolutely. You know, like, the pros and the cons.
Think back to why we started this journey together. Remember that feeling that we had for each other and just keep that alive.
Mm-hmm. Boring sex.
Okay.
Morning, lovely ladies.
Morning.
Of course, before I start my rant, must I say, I admire you both. Always so humble, empathetic, positive, funny, motivating, and I could go on. Basically, you're just everything the world needs right now.
Oh my,
so keep being you,
God,
boo.
Thank you.
My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 3 years and living together for 1. I have a 4-year-old daughter and he has an 8-year-old son, but we don't have one of our own together. I'm really happy and so in love with my little family and how far that we've grown. Before we moved in together, things were great. Your typical relationship. Fun, great sex, casual sleepovers, etc. Once we moved in, still the same. Still us. He's a really great guy and does a lot for us. He does show me constantly that the love that he has for me. However, things started fading away in bed. Usually we would shower together and not saying an everyday thing, but we did occasionally. And that just completely stopped. When I asked, why don't you jump in the shower with me? He always has a lame excuse. So okay, whatever, got over it. But then sex has been so off/boring. It's like he just gets it done and that's it. No more kissing, no more foreplay, nothing. And I'm just there like, hello? He will literally just finish and boom, done. Oh, I try kissing him like, dude, I want to make out with you. And he will just start pecking. Or worse, we just won't have sex. And he sleeps. I will literally walk around the house in my undies to try to provoke him, but I still get nothing. I'm that weird person that will only have sex if you shower first, and he knows that, so I'll be like, go shower. And it's as in like a code for let's have sex. Again, he knows that, and he'll literally say, I'll just shower in the morning. Like, really? Ugh. I don't know if I'm overthinking the situation. How have we become that boring couple, or is he just getting it from somebody else? I don't want to think like that, but what else can be the issue? And yes, I've talked to him about it like 2 times, and he says it's not true and everything is the same. But no, not the same, obviously. He's changed. Any advice? Love you. Bye. That's tough.
I would say, like when he said, no, nothing is true. Nothing's changed. Everything is the same. Like, how? Let him show you how everything is the same. Like, well, do you remember we used to shower together? Oh, do you remember we used to do this, that? None of that is the same. So how are you equating it to be the same when it's clearly not? And then see what his excuses are. I mean, to me, Ever and I used to be like rabbits. I mean, we were just horn dogs anywhere, and truth be told, I mean, like the honeymoon stage of a relationship, of a new relationship, tends to wear off over time.
Yeah.
And especially once you move in together, I think it all sort of changes. You guys get into routines. Now you have the kids that are constantly around.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of that played into the differences of Ever and I's sex life. Not that it's terrible. It's just not what it was when it was brand new. And I think maybe that's the problem. Because it's 3 years, you know. It's not like you're a fresh six-month couple and, you know, all of a sudden it's dying down. You know, you've had 3 great years of sex, and I think it's just you've moved in, you're settling into your routine, your little family, everything is great. I think it's just, you know, that newness, that new car smell has worn off, you know?
Okay, let's play another side.
Go ahead.
It does sound like he might be preoccupied in another area, because maybe he's, and it doesn't mean necessarily that he's cheating on you. Maybe he's stressed with work and he just can't focus on sex, or I don't know, maybe he's worried about something that he's not communicating with you because he's embarrassed. Maybe he's insecure all of a sudden about something, like, who knows? I think that after you have sex and he finishes and doesn't help you out, you should be like, why are you stopping? Like, to me, that's an issue. Like, if they're just, like, finish themselves and then don't even worry about you, like, that's an indicator that something's not right, in my opinion. So I would literally, after you have sex and he finishes and you don't, literally be like, hello? Like, you what's going on?
To get me there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And see, like, what his response is and be like, see, this is what I'm talking about. Like, we used to have, like, so much fun, and, like, we would, you would definitely help me finish, and, like, now you're just, like, helping yourself and then moving on. Like, what is that about? Talk about it right after sex or during. You know what I mean? And, like, you're be like, this is an example right now, rather than be talking about it and then him being like, we're the same. What do you
Everything
mean?
Everything is fine. Yeah, no, yeah. Nothing's changed. I love you the same. Nothing's, yeah. God. Have I not heard that too? It's like, yeah, sure. Okay, then why do I feel differently? But yeah, I definitely, you know, communication. Alyssa, I think Alyssa's probably right. You know, like with being just distracted with something else.
Or maybe he's, I mean, obviously you don't want this and you probably don't want to hear this, but maybe he's not as sexually attracted to you anymore because you said you go to make out with him and he's just like pecking. So I think you guys need to get on the same page. Sometimes that happens. Some people are like, you know, I've had enough. Just not into it anymore.
Yeesh.
Yeah. Which is a hard truth, but I'm just weighing out your options. You know, I'm not saying that's the case, but if he's just pecking and then finishing himself and not really worrying about you, then I don't know. I think there's a deeper issue there. Fell out of love. Maybe he's bored in the sex life. I don't know. But I think it definitely needs to be seriously talked about again. That's what we just said on the last email.
Communication is key.
Support for Agamil comes from Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming.
Ho, 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 you naughty reindeers. Christmas is almost here, and I caught Mommy kissing Santa Claus because Daddy, he had a hairy bush.
That's right. It's holiday season, so it's time to buy gifts for you and your man. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0.
We all know the excitement when you go to get into it and you don't have to look through the bush to find the prize. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer and called it the Lawnmower 3.0. It has safe skin technology, so it reduces the cuts on your man's nuts.
Men, listen up. Don't use the same trimmer on your face that you're using on your balls. That's just dirty.
Gross.
And not the kind of dirty that we like. We've all smelled stinky balls. Their crop preserver and other amazing smelling products keep balls from smelling, sweating, and stinking. The manly scent is attractive. They're all vegan, cruelty-free, dye-free, sulfate-free, and paraben-free.
Get 20% off your entire order, a free travel bag, a free pair of boxes, and free accelerated shipping with the code AGAMIL at manscaped.com.
Stay sexy and get 20% off plus free shipping with code AGAMIL at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code AGAMIL.
Funny sex story. The best orgasm I ever had made me almost pass out.
Oh my God.
Hello, beautiful ladies. My name is Jessica. I'm Portuguese, so please excuse my English. I feel so nervous to send you this email because I love you guys so much. I want to tell you all about my life. Aww. But for this email, I'll just tell you about my most recent adventure. A little background first. I have always suffered from...
Look how cute, really quick. There's a visual. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wait, this is her?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a clear picture.
Vaginismus, which means it hurts every time in penetration. Sorry. My contacts, I'm not communicating. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can blow
Vaginismus?
Vaginismus? It hurts every time in penetration as if it was the first time over and over again.
Oh.
Ouch.
Vaginismus is a condition involving a muscle spasm in the pelvic floor muscles. It can make it painful, difficult, or impossible to have sexual intercourse, to undergo a gynecological exam, and insert a tampon.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, and there are other symptoms. There are a lot of reasons why I'm like this, but I'm getting treatment from a therapist and a physiotherapist. Now on for the roller coaster. That was my Wednesday. For the first time ever, I felt pleasure during penetration. He used his fingers at the same time he was stimulating my clitoris. All this to say, it was the most amazing sex and orgasm in the world. I can't tell you how amazing that felt. In 23 years, I've never felt so good. As soon as I finished, I started laughing so hard I couldn't stop. It was the hormones. As I was trying to control myself, my boyfriend of 3 years said, you're bleeding. Mind you, I'm not on my period, so I ran over to the shower to clean myself, and I'm still laughing, of course. As I was cleaning myself, I started to feel my legs weakening. My body felt weird. I told my boyfriend I wasn't feeling okay and got out of the shower as quick as possible. And then it started. My vision was blurry. My hearing was horrible. I felt nauseated. It was like my soul was leaving my body. I almost passed out. It was the worst and the most weak I have ever felt in my life. It was horrible. Then I was in my bathroom. I was on my bathroom floor bleeding from my vagina, not feeling my body, not knowing how to react or what was happening to me, and my boyfriend naked trying to understand what the fuck was happening, holding me so I wouldn't pass out. When I felt better, I went to the bedroom to get dressed, and it happened again. He was always by my side, got me sugar and water, and gave me the bucket so I could vomit. Sorry, Liz.
Oh, my God.
He stood there naked, making sure my hair didn't get dirty. He truly is the best. After that, I started to gain strength, and I was okay. I was really thankful for my boyfriend because he gave me the most amazing orgasm of my entire life, because he was the first to ever give me pleasure in penetration and, of course, for sticking by my side in my absolute worst. Anyway, sorry if this isn't a good story, but I really wanted to share with you guys because I suffer from vaginism, and this was an amazing step for me. So good that my body couldn't and didn't know how to handle it. Thank you all so much for reading this. I hope my email gave hope to someone that might also suffer from the same shit. Love you guys so much. Love watching Liz's videos and love Jerry's voice. You guys are awesome. You're my inspiration and have helped me so fucking much in my journey to heal and have a good relationship with sex. Ooh. Thank you for everything. Keep going, girls. And here are some pictures. Aww. Okay, love you. Bye.
I'm so sorry that you suffer from that. That must be fucking painful. That sucks.
It does suck. It literally takes the excitement and the joy if you have to always feel pain. And
yeah. When I was looking at it too, it said that you can actually go to like sex therapy for it. And like they'll help you like relax your vagina muscles.
Mm.
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
It's like people that have like a fear of pain or...
You guys are fucking so cute. Okay, well, she clearly orgasmed because he was stimulating her clit, right? So maybe you don't necessarily need to have penetration. I mean,
right.
We all know that like you can completely have a full-on orgasm like you did with just clit stimulation. So, yeah. You know, on days that you're not feeling it, I mean, he could just use his fingers and
yeah.
Listen, you just need to be able to breathe through it so that you don't pass out, Aww. Get nauseous and all that yeah. other stuff. But I'm happy that you were able to achieve that for the first time.
Go, girl.
And you go, boy. Which whole
this
thing
is supposed to be a funny sex story, and we're like, "Aw, you got this."
I know.
I just feel bad. I don't want to laugh at you.
Aw, okay. And it was written beautifully.
Hey, listen, Jerry. So I'm a little older than Liz, the same age as Jerry, 37.
Yeah, because I'm 37.
I'm a bit of a cougar. Babe is like 32 and he is like always ready. I try to be as ready as him all the time. I'm not though. If it's been more than a couple days or sometimes weeks, I just give in a lot of the time and I give him the I feel bad sex. Oh my God, that sounds so bad. So my question is, what do you guys think a healthy sex life is?
a healthy sex life is whatever the two of you absolutely feel. Because some people have to have it every day, multiple times a day, or mm-hmm. once a week, or once a month. And they're, you know, it's whatever that you and him decide you're content with, or not even, okay, so what you and him decide, that's not such a great way of saying it. It's like whatever you think your needs are. If you have a partner that needs are similar, obviously that's going to be the best. You know, if you feel like you're not up to his horn dogginess, then, you know, you might feel like you have to give in, or he'll start feeling a little bit of resentment. So maybe maybe have a conversation on how many times realistically for you as a couple is. But
Maybe you just be like, I can't do this every day.
I can't keep up to you. Yeah. I can't keep up with you.
I love you and I love having sex with you, but this is a little bit too much. Do you think we can meet in the middle? Maybe X and I one time a week. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, just talk about it. Instead of being like, oh, I can't do this too much, like, da-da-da-da. Just really be like, yo, I think we're having sex a little bit too much. Can we take it back? Like,
yeah, my vajayjay needs a break,
yeah,
you know?
Like, yeah. Hello? That shit hurts after a while. Sometimes it's too much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, communication.
God, it was so annoying with the communication shit, but it really is, right? Just communication. Hey, and listen, that's a good problem to have, right? Because you clearly have where your husband, your boyfriend wants it more, and then you have somebody's other husband who doesn't want to give it to him at all. So, I mean, it's all about communication and really figuring out what works best for you guys as a couple, you know? Compromise, you know? Like, if you're going to give it in and, like, give him the I feel bad sex, maybe do it in a way that he knows it's not, that you make it not an I feel bad sex. Maybe enjoy it. Like, if you're going to do it, at least enjoy it, you know, kind of thing.
Zane says to me, too, I mean, Zane's a rare breed because he's just an angel. But he's like, I don't want to have sex if you're not, like, in the mood or into it, because then it's not fun for me. It's fun when you're into it, you know? So, like, but some men are just, like, want to hit it and quit it, you know? Yeah. Like, they just want to get it in. But for Zane, it's like he's more about, like,
the emotion.
Romanticizing it. Yeah, like, if I'm just going to sit there and give him feel bad sex, and he'd rather not.
Right.
Which, again, he's a rare breed, so. Most men are just like, I don't give a fuck. Let's just fuck quick.
I just want to get in, get over it. I mean, there's times that I'll give ever for bad sex, and then if I feel bad sex, and then I'll get completely into it and be like, damn, this is a good thing. I chose to do this, you know? It's like, because he, also kind of rare breed, he wants to make sure he won't finish until I have.
Right.
And
you always go first.
Yeah.
Really?
And obviously, he's got those fingers, but he'll, if I'm kind of like, and I'll, if I'm just cold towards him or whatever, or just like, whatever, just go. I feel bad, you know? You haven't gotten it. You're young. You need your needs, you know? And he'll completely turn it around. So maybe your man can do that for you. Like, okay, so you're saying you give him the I feel bad sex, but let him turn it around so it's like, oh, wow, that was really good. I'm glad I decided to just give him that, you know? Maybe toys. Maybe toys.
Yeah.
You know? Hi, Alyssa and Jerry. I've been listening to your podcast since day one and just want to say how much I love you both. I have never written an email into the podcast before, so let's get into it. When I was around 17, my mom's friend, my boyfriend, and I drove to LA to visit my brother for a few days to do our yearly Halloween festivities. On our 5 to 6 hour drive back home, my boyfriend and I were sitting in the back of the car while my mom's friend was driving with my mom in the passenger seat. The sun had just set, and my boyfriend and I were extremely bored from the endless hours of just sitting in the car. So I grabbed a blanket from the back and laid on my boyfriend's lap if I was going to take a nap. Now, not to get into too much detail, but he slid his shorts off and I started giving him a full blowjob in the back seat. Yes, literally a foot away from my mom. I was getting pretty turned on, though, with the risk of getting caught, and also my boyfriend started fingering me as I blew him, which both ended in us quietly finishing each other off. We didn't get caught fooling around that night, or at least my mom and my friend never said anything, and we've never talked about it. We never talked about how awkward it would have been. 10 years later, my boyfriend and I still cringe about it.
Oh, they knew.
Can I just say, 1,000,000%. I promise you, we had a very similar email.
We did.
I was like, as I'm reading it, I'm like, did I read this one again?
Somebody had sex in the back of their mom's car.
Oh my goodness, you dirty dog.
Oh, they fucking know.
I love it. No, I'm just kidding.
I could never. My anxiety could never.
Oh.
I'm not like an adrenaline rush kind of person.
See, I am, but not, I would never in my mom's, like, no.
Never. No. And they fucking knew. They knew what was going on. You think you're sly. Little teenagers, but no.
Jeez. Okay, well, listen, I'm glad you got your confession off your chest. I hope it makes you feel better. Like, you were able to, like, just.
Well, they've been together now for 10 years. They still cringe about it. Wow.
Just stand on that rooftop, shout it. This is what I did. I gave my boyfriend a blowjob.
Oh, my mom was driving.
Oh my God.
Hi, ladies. New to listening to your podcast all the way from Texas. Welcome to the fam.
Oh, hi.
Okay, so years ago, I was on Tinder and I met this guy, but he lived 2 hours away from me. On our first date, he came to visit me and he got a hotel room. After our date, we decided to go to his room. I was nervous about going into the building because the hotel receptionist and an employee were out in the lobby. I could see the look on their face as my date and I got into the elevator, giving us judgment eyes like they knew it was about to happen between my date and I. Mm-hmm. What? How'd they know? We go to his room and, well, one thing led to another and we started having sex. Oh boy, the sex was just amazing. We were all having a blast and all of a sudden, the phone rings. My date answered the phone and it was the hotel receptionist. As soon as he hangs up the phone, he broke out laughing. He said that there was a family with a young kid next door and they could hear everything from the next room. Not only that, but when I was leaving with my date, we had to walk past the lobby and the receptionist and employee were just staring at us and they knew that we were the couple that was having loud sex. There was my walk of shame. Love you, girls.
That's hysterical.
Have you ever heard somebody having sex in a hotel room? I think I have maybe once.
I don't think I have.
It's pretty fucking funny.
People may have heard me, but I don't think I ever heard
people. You hear just like a thump, 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 thump.
Yeah, I guess I kind of have heard that.
That's fucking funny. That's embarrassing. I wouldn't want to leave the hotel. I'd be embarrassed.
Well, there's a certain place over here on Long Island that's like known for that.
Yes.
And I've been there. So it's kind of like, just like she said, it's like, you know, when you go in there, they know what you're going in there for. So it's like, that's right. I'm going to get my freak on.
There's
know?
No, like, embarrassment.
I go in there proudly. I'm not going in there with any sort of like embarrassment or anything like that. But, you know, and then
walking
like,
into the Hilton, though.
Yeah, walking into the Hilton is a different thing. But how did they know if you were walking into something like that?
I know.
Anyway.
Walking
maybe
out.
It wasn't. Maybe it was a place like that place.
Maybe.
Maybe. You know?
A sex hotel.
There you go.
That's fucking
my God.
No, the one over here, you guys, on Long Island is literally like themed rooms. Like you can pick like the jungle room or like, I've never been because it kind of skews me out a little bit.
Well, there's a couple of them. And if you're talking about the one that's closest to us, okay, so truth be told, I have been in there and it was just sex. That's it. Like
it was like a sex museum.
You could feel and you could just feel in the air. Like, you know, it was in the atmosphere.
It's like you just
and
walked just into like, an orgy.
No, I remember going to my car and getting a blanket because it was just like, I did not want to touch anything that was in there because that's what that particular place is like known for. But right. I thought it would be cool, but I was so wrong.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, no.
That is so funny.
Talk about going in there with just like bleach and just scrubbing it all down.
Especially now. Oh my God, during COVID.
Oh, no, no. No, no, no. All right, listen, you girl, with your walk of shame. Hold that head up high. Fix your crown. You did that, you know?
Oh. Wait, this is so funny. Somebody said, not gonna lie, I made an email just so you guys can't stalk me. And the email says, I don't know what the name at gmail.com. You poor thing, we're just joking.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, she didn't even want us to see.
She's like created a whole new email. She's like, uh-uh.
She's like, hopefully it doesn't say my name. I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Wait, should we tell her that it does? Just kidding.
It says your name, where you're from, your address, your phone number.
We know it all, girlfriend. We know it all.
That's funny. No.
Totally. Just kidding.
Wow.
Okay. Not going to lie. Oh, Alyssa just read that part. Let me try it again. Okay. I wouldn't say I'm embarrassed, but no one has talked to me about it in an email on the Facebook page. So I feel a little weird talking about it. Plus, I'm a fairly private person. Anywhoosie, this first confession has been talked about a few times. I was with my boyfriend at the time for about 2 years before we had had sex for the first time ever. I was originally wanting to wait until marriage. I knew he thought
he was the one.
He was the one. I was ready to get some. I was super in the mood and needed his dick. Well, we ended up using a sandwich baggie.
Oh, you guys.
I don't even know why, but whatever. The very first time we read one, I'm like,
I died.
Who?
I died.
How do you even think of that? But now it's like she said, we've talked about this many of times. There's a lot of sandwich baggie usage.
Listen, if you're doing that, I think you're too young to be having sex. If you think that's going to work.
Okay, so... Okay, second thing. This is more of a confession and what I'm most nervous about saying. I wouldn't say I'm super adventurous sexually, but I'm willing to try new things. I don't even know how, but my boyfriend at the time and I decided to experiment with the golden shower. And if you don't know what that is, it's peeing on each other. We both find it hot and enjoy doing it to each other. It's a lot of work to clean up, so it's definitely not an everyday thing. Or it's a shower activity. And let me say, peeing somewhere that isn't the toilet is so difficult. It really takes time. It's definitely easier when I'm drunk. I don't even give a single fuck. We are now happily married. Me again. I totally know you guys would never share this info. The guy that you guys find. It's honestly to my own comfort. I'm a visual person too, and I love putting faces to names, so I totally understand. I love you guys and keep on stalking and putting those faces. I love you guys and keep on stalking and putting faces to the names. I just know that what I said isn't a normal thing, so it made me nervous. I trust you guys 100%. I told my husband, I shared the story, and he said, okay, I don't give a fuck. Now I'll have to tell him your reactions. Okay, our reactions. I mean, you're fucking hysterical. The whole creating of a fucking other email.
I feel terrible.
Do you think we're going to like out you? No, we just joke around. I mean, but she, in fairness, she does say she knows we're just joking.
Yeah.
But we do like seeing the putting a face to the name.
Yeah.
Golden showers, huh? Listen, I mean, to each his own.
When I get into the shower myself, I pee every single time. And you're a liar if you say that you don't pee in the shower.
I'm not going to say I have never peed in the shower, but
everybody pees in the shower.
I don't pee in the shower. It's not a daily thing for me.
Oh, not every time, but if I got to pee, I'm going to fucking pee.
I go into the bathroom, I take off my clothes, I pee, and then I get in the shower.
Oh, no. Sometimes if I have to pee, I'll just get in the shower and pee.
I don't. I mean, I have peed in the shower, but it's not like I purposely... take my clothes off, pee, and then go in the shower.
Oh, sometimes. It depends. Mm. Most of the time, I'll just get in the shower and just pee.
But okay, so then just have Zane go with you and just pee on him.
No, I'm okay. That doesn't excite me at all, actually.
It's crazy how people have such different things, you know, mm-hmm. like different fetishes or different...
I get it. I don't think it's like disgusting.
Oh, no. I've seen other things that are pretty worse.
Would I do it outside the shower, though? No. I, like, on the bed, no.
Yeah, no.
It's like she said, it's a crazy cleanup process. Like,
yeah, I can imagine. No.
Yeah, pee on the bed, I would not do.
No.
Never.
No.
Not that I would want to do it in the shower either, but I would only do it in the shower.
But listen, she experimented and they like it and now they're happily married and that's good for you. You know, you guys tried something, you like it, you know, that's great.
There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
No, not at all.
Bitch, I think people have weird fucking fetishes.
I think it's more common than I think she probably knows. Like, I think a lot of people probably do that.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like there's something for everybody. I bet you there's way fucking weirder fetishes out there. People dress up as fucking animals. You know what I mean? Like there's something everywhere. We should do a Saturday Shenanigans on people's weird fetishes.
Let's do that.
Okay, I'll write it down. That's fucking funny.
Ew. Sex? Come? Swallow? What? That's yours, Liz.
Okay.
It's nice and short and sweet.
Hey, lovely ladies, happy fall. So let's get into it. I started listening to a podcast called Sex with Emily. I have listened to that. The first episode I listened to was about swallowing cum. That's what she meant, right? It says swelling cum, but I think she means swallowing.
Okay.
Okay, whatever, right? But then she talks about men eating their own.
Oh. Okay, so golden showers seems completely normal compared to men eating their own.
I mean, listen, we're not going to judge, but okay. I've never heard of this, and I didn't fall off the turnip truck yesterday.
Either did I, and oh my God.
I don't mean to sound judgmental. I'm definitely not. I'm sure it's a kink that people have, but what do you ladies think of this? Okay, love you, bye.
I think that ever would never. I think I would never want ever to. Ew.
Do you ever joke around, though, after you had it in your mouth and you go to, like, make out with them, and I, like, I'm...
Look, she's embarrassed. Come on, let's spit it out. You know, your mom listens to this.
It came out so fast. What I meant to say was, like, you know, if you swallow and then you, like, you have the nasty taste in your mouth and you're done, like, the mood's over, you know, like, you both finished. I'll, like, go to make out with Zane just to annoy him and he has to, like, push it away because I'm like, taste it, taste nasty.
Well, you want me to do this, right? This is what I have to deal with, okay? Here.
I just like to annoy him. It's funny. Anyways, no, if Zane is down there, sometimes I don't want it near me. Like, so I can't even imagine wanting to eat my own. Sometimes I'm like, you were down there, let's get the kissing for today. I don't want it in my mouth.
Oh, that's so funny.
Like, I wouldn't want myself in my mouth. Unless I just showered.
I mean, there's a difference between, because, like, if you just suck his dick, you guys would kiss after, right?
Yeah.
So if he's just down there and you're not, like, finishing all over him, it's just like you're just giving him a blowjob and then kissing after.
Yeah.
You know? It's that that extra bodily fluid that we just, ew, we are not interested in. No, thank you. No, like... Oh, like you said, you know, if he's going to go down, that's great. Go ahead.
It's immense if I just showered.
And then it's the same thing.
Is there seasoning on there?
Put a little this, a little that. Everything needs a little more, what, garlic, Alyssa? What is it? A little onion powder, garlic powder? Here, a little salt.
No, have you seen it? It's like a trend now on TikTok that it's like, like, there was a guy saying, like, oh, my God, when my girlfriend's, like, fresh out of the shower, like, I follow her in the bedroom. And then people in the comments are like, but what about the seasoning? I'm like, what about it marinating all day? Sometimes you don't want it fresh out the shower. Ew. Ew. Oh, I think it's so funny. They're like, but where's the seasoning?
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
Okay. Got stuck in the shower drain during sex.
Okay, this better be good. It's going to be the last one.
Okay. Let's pop and listen, Jerry. I love you both so much, and I get excited when I see this new podcast out. You both are boss-ass bitches who inspire me every day to be a better person.
Aw. Aw, thank you. Wait, I feel like we didn't touch on the men eating their own cum enough.
All right. Wait, BRB.
Listen, we're not going to judge. Everybody, like, everybody's into something. Like, but if Zane said, I want to eat my own cum, I'd be like, I don't know about that one.
That's what I was saying. Like, yeah. There's certain things. Like, I think golden showers over ever eating his own cum, any day.
Listen, to each their own.
Definitely to each his own. And even though we are expressing our opinions, we are not judging.
No, everybody's got their, like, thing. Not everything's for everybody.
Yeah.
I was watching Nikki and Gabby, these YouTubers that did, like, a confession drink or whatever, and somebody was like, spit or swallow. And they immediately were both like, swallow. And I was like, wow. They're like, yeah, it's just quick, like, down the hatch, done. Then you don't have to make a mess, da da da. And I'm like, I used to be that way.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, open the mouth, let it out. Or I get up and spit it out.
Oh.
But for him to want it, it's the texture for me.
Ew. Ew.
Okay.
Wait, can we put a little salt on it? Add a little seasoning?
Ew, it's already salty.
Add a little.
No.
Pepper?
Stop.
Something to off it?
Cotton candy lube.
Maybe add, like, a little cornstarch to change the consistency a little.
You get it in your mouth and then you take a little cup out and then you start mixing it and then take it again. Ew, ew. All right, we're going to gross people out. We need to move on. All right, last email, go.
Okay, so...
let's keep her anonymous.
Okay.
Just in case.
Okay. She's been with her partner. We'll keep him anonymous too. For 4 years now. Up until today, we've never tried shower sex. I'm uncoordinated as fuck and knew if we were to try it, it would end horribly. Well, we finally tried it this morning. We were getting really into it and it was starting to become a lot of fun. We have a double shower at our new place, so it makes a lot easier having all the extra room to move around without knocking shit everywhere. We had decided to lay in the shower as we are both lazy sods. Is that sods? Like, is it a term that Jerry is just old and I don't know?
I think she's like English.
Oh, okay. So we are both just lazy and had enough of standing. Well, I thought it would be a good opportunity to give my man some head and maybe he'd return the favor later on. Mm. I go to slide over him and just as I move, my belly piercing became stuck in the drain.
No! 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 No!
And it tugged quite hard. This making the sexy look I was trying to go for fail miserably as I yelped in pain and froze. He panicked and tried to unhook me, but both ends of my jewelry were stuck and it just hurt whenever he tried to move. Being the dramatic bitch I am, I had concluded that we are going to have to ring someone to come in and help me get unstuck. A hot fireman, maybe? I thought wouldn't have been too bad. Finally, he was able to untwist the drain and I could sit up and then take my jewelry out. Safe to say, I'm never trying shower sex again. That shit is scary. I hope my dumbass was able to give you both a bit of a laugh. I'm sure I won't be living this down anytime soon. Anyway, bye.
No.
I think Alyssa just like, she was like the exorcist. Like, I was like, like reading the email, but I saw her body like levitating off of her chair. Like, like she felt her belly ring getting stuck in the bathroom drain.
No, let me tell you something. I don't know how I had my belly pierced because it just grosses me out just to even think about like the fact that like when you would sometimes go to take off your shirt and it gets stuck. Oh,
I don't know. I've never had a belly ring.
That freaks me the fuck out. I don't have it in anymore. I've had it out for years, but like it getting stuck on something is terrifying because if that rips, it's only hung on by like a little hole. I can't talk about it anymore.
Alyssa's having like the hardest time, you guys.
Zane's probably like, what the fuck?
This is when I wish it was filmed. Like, I wish the camera was on you during times like this.
I'm freaking out,
like,
dude.
She's like, crunched up in a ball.
Hell no.
Okay,
no.
So would you rather get your belly ring caught or would you rather Zane eat his own cum? She's like, no.
Probably my belly button ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the sacrifices us bitches go
through. Yeah. Oh my God, you guys. Wow. What an episode. Fucking thank you for listening. We love you all so much. I feel like skeevy now.
It's like, I want to go take a shower.
I know.
Ew, I feel a little dirty.
You want to take a shower for a golden shower? Or? All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to send in your Thanksgiving emails. We just talked about men swallowing their own gum.
I'm thankful that my husband doesn't swallow his own gum.
Send it over ogamilpodcast@gmail.com. You already know the drill. Shop our merch. That's teespring.com/ogamil. Okay.
Love you. Bye.